It's music time in Africa. Oh, and a very good Sunday evening to you, my friends. I'm Rita Rochelle, and this is today's first edition of Music Time in Africa. What a great show. I'm here in our VOA studios in downtown Washington, D.C., in the USA, of course, along with my colleague, Leo Sarkisian. He's VOA's special music man for Africa. As a matter of fact, he selects and prepares all this good music we bring you each Sunday evening throughout the year.
And now here's Leo.
And it's my turn to say good evening to you all and let you know that Rita and I are always happy to have you with us. And we do appreciate your sharing part of your Sunday evening with us. Stay with us, friends.
I'm sure they will, Leo. And thanks, Mr. Music Man, because I see we have something a little bit different that we're going to be talking about today. Music that we don't hear often. And I can't believe it. Do you know that Africa has world-renowned composers and performers of art and music and classical music that most people in Africa don't even know about? Usually when people talk about classical music, they think of folks like Mozart and Beethoven and Bach and other European composers, but Africa has its own, Leo.
And that certainly is true, Rita. Earlier this year, I had the wonderful and blessed opportunity to go to that great musical city, St. Louis, in the state of Missouri, which happens to be your hometown, Rita, where you were born and raised.
St. Louis.
Well, it was an historic event, a festival of African and African-American music. The purpose of the festival was to expose the public to the wealth of talent of black composers whose works are rarely performed by mainstream symphony orchestras. Fred Onowale Sowoko, a brilliant Nigerian musician who lives in St. Louis and is director of the famous St. Louis African Chorus and the Consortium of African Music and Dance, said, "We have skilled composers with works that our kids need to know about, to be able to identify by name." Well, I heard the St. Louis Symphony play the music of Ghanaian composer Professor Kwabena Nketiah and Nigerian composer Dr. Akin Yuba. I have a recording here in my collection of the New York Philharmonic Orchestra playing the music of the late Nigerian composer Fela Shawande. Listen to this. And now, Rita, here's a symphony orchestra with a full chorus playing part of an opera titled Shaka Zulu by Nigeria's famous composer, Dr. Akin Yuba.
Shaka,
Baba Shaka,
Baba Shaka,
During the three-day festival and symposium in St. Louis, Africa's leading musicologists and composers discussed methods of composing music and also talked about the music works of Jamaican, Cuban, Dominican, Panamanian, and Black American composers. But I must confess, Rita, that for me, one of the highlights of all the music I heard was by a beautiful young lady, Dawn Padmore, daughter of a dear friend of mine from Liberia, George Padmore and his wife. Dawn, born in Liberia, is a most highly talented and versatile singer who studied singing and later performed various roles in some of the world's best-known operas. She has performed as soloist with a number of America's best symphony orchestras and opera companies, including a leading role in the production called No Easy Walk to Freedom, an opera based on the life of South Africa's Nelson Mandela. Her talent really shows the deep feelings she has for her African musical heritage. Nigerian composer Dr. Akin Yuba said, "I can't believe the excellent pronunciation and knowledge she has of the Yoruba language," when he heard her sing several Yoruba and Igbo folk songs. Well, friends, here is one of Africa's finest singers of African art music, Dawn Padmore, with one of Akin Yuba's Yoruba songs, Meta Meta.
I can't believe what my ears are hearing. It's fabulous. I'd have to agree with you, Leo. All of Africa should be proud of musicians and the music composers like Fela Shawande and Akin Yuba, Professor Nketiah, and many others who are leaving their marks in the history of African art music. Now I know why you said earlier that the festival in St. Louis was such an historic event.
And we'll see and hear more, Rita, as people realize that there is art music in Africa, written, composed, produced, and practiced by Africans who have great pride in their cultural and musical heritage. And that's why we're playing these songs by Dawn Padmore. Her talent and hard work is an excellent example. Here's another selection by Dawn. This is one of Professor Nketiah's compositions. A good friend is worth everything. Wonya Amanea Na woho odofo. That song was by Ghanaian composer Professor Kwabena Nketiah. And I have one more song by Don Padmore. This is an Igbo song by Nigerian composer Joshua Uzoigwe.
Leo, that's absolutely beautiful. You've been listening to African art music and classical music by African composers and musicians. And again, thanks to my colleague, the Music Man for Africa, for talking about all the important places that African art music composed by Africans has in the world of music. I especially enjoyed that, Leo. Thank you so much. And of course, we'll have more music for you right after this.
Music in Africa. Well, will be the drums. Well, music comes. Music in Africa. Well, will be the drums. Well, the music comes.
Such a jazzy way to remind you that you're listening to Music Time in Africa, and we're coming to you on Voice of America's Africa service. I'm Rita Rochelle, along with the Music Man, here in our VOA studios located in downtown Washington, D.C., our nation's capital here in the USA. We're broadcasting on shortwave to Africa and the rest of the world, but we're also on medium wave, my friends. For you listening out there in West and Central Africa, you can find us on 1530 kilohertz. And for our friends in Southern Africa, our frequency is 909 kilohertz. And just an extra reminder that you do have a VOA guide and program schedule that shows all of our special programs with times and frequencies for easy listening. Of course, I recommend you have one, and we'll be happy to send it to you so that you don't miss any of our favorite programs. And here's our address to request one, and of course for corresponding with the Music Man and me. And first, I'm going to give you our regular address here in the USA. Simply write to Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and that postal code is 20237. Let me give it to you again. Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and again, that postal code is 20237. But if you're a regular listener, you know I always give an alternate address, which should be easier to use and I'm sure less expensive. I will be looking forward to hearing from you, so write to me, Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy in your country. That's a real easy one, but let's do it again. Rita Rochelle, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy in your country.
Ah!
Fred Onuwelosuoke and the St. Louis African Chorus have dedicated themselves to the performance of choral music in African languages. With the knowledge that African and African-derived influences gave rise to musical forms like jazz and gospel, rhythm and blues, and other forms of music, Fred says that there remains many traditional forms and contemporary forms of music that need to be discovered, and that their task is to continue research and to present new genres in addition to all the existing forms of Black music around the world. Fred Onuwelosuoke wants to make sure that their children and their friends have the opportunity to learn and perform the music of their forebears. He wants to see the younger generation reach into their rich heritage and incorporate the languages and cultures of their ancestors into their daily lives. And that's what the St. Louis African Chorus is all about. And believe me, they're doing something about it. Listen to this dynamic, upbeat group live on stage in St. Louis with a medley of songs from South Africa.
Yeah. YMA.
Professor Nketiah is the director of the International Center for African Music and Dance based at the University of Ghana at Legon.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be here to see this nice audience patronizing the St. Louis African Chorus. Really, I would like to commend them for your continued support so that when they have their programs, they can also bring visiting artists from Africa to enrich, you know, the program. I think it's been a wonderful evening, and I would certainly like to commend them for your support. Thank you very much for this patronage, because I'm going back to Africa to tell them that African music is really here, and that you are making it possible for us to continue and share the heritage of Africa. Thank you very much for coming.
This has been absolutely beautiful. I can't believe my ears, Leo. The music has been fabulous. The St. Louis African Chorus. And you heard our friend, Fred Onuwelosuoke, introducing the famous Professor Kwabena Nketiah. I've met him before. He's a great guy. But what a wonderful show we've had for you, friends. And I want you to know I really enjoyed this special edition of Music Time in Africa. Not just because there was music from St. Louis and the St. Louis African Chorus, but just great music. And as I said earlier, I agree with Leo, our music man, and with Fred Onuwelosuoke, that the time is here, it's now, to be proud of and appreciate the music of some of Africa's great composers and performers. They've got beautiful African art music, you have to agree. And as my colleague Leo always says, stick with us, friends, and you'll hear the best in African music. And he's right. You're going to hear it right here on the Africa service of the Voice of America. Music Time in Africa, of course. And we'll be right back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now. Hope you can join us at 1930 UTC. Do stay right there by the radio, because we've got a report of the latest news coming up next. I'm Rita Rochelle, and as always, my love to all of you.